In this video, we will review the basics about cochlear implants. First, we will take a look at how the auditory system works. Sound from the environment enters the ear and travels through the ear canal to the middle ear. In the middle ear, small bones amplify the sound. The sound then travels to the cochlea, where the sound is sorted by frequency. It then travels via the auditory nerve from the cochlea to the brainstem. Once in the brainstem, the signal travels through the brain and gets decoded along the way. The sound then arrives at the brain in the auditory cortex where it is processed. A cochlear implant restores hearing for individuals with conductive deafness. Conductive deafness occurs when there is damage to the cochlea. The cochlear implant uses electrical impulses to stimulate the auditory nerve. A cochlear implant differs from a hearing aid in that it has a portion that is surgically implanted in the skull. Here is a picture showing a cochlear implant, both external and internal portions. Externally, the cochlear implant consists of a microphone, speech processor, and radio transmitter. The microphone detects sound in the environment. The radio transmitter consists of a coil and a magnet. These two components transmit sound received from the speech processor by an electrical impulse. The internal portion consists of a receiver, stimulator, and electrode array. The receiver and stimulator have electrical circuits that control the electric impulses and are delivered to the ear via the auditory nerve. After an individual receives a cochlear implant, they make rapid improvements in their speech perception and production ability.